18 minutes after 4, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM, the only Catholic radio station in the country. You can find us on DSTV, on the audio bouquet on 870, and you can find us on the internet, and it will be www.radioveritas.co.za. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm going to be joined by one of Radio Veritas' finest, and he has his own show. He's a technical producer, he's a voiceover artist. Most of the voiceovers that you've heard here at Radio Veritas have been done by him. And today we are bringing you the voice. We are bringing you the person behind the voice, actually. And he's got his own show here. It's a popular show, and he seems to be stealing ratings from some of us. But anyhow, we don't fight for ratings at Radio Veritas. Kenzo, good afternoon and welcome.
Father Brian, how are you?
I am good. Wow.
It feels good to be on the side of the mic, you know.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, Guri, how does it feel being on the other side?
And that feels great.
And we know you're very unfortunate because you do both a technical side, and you also produce your own show, hey?
Yes. Yes.
And so here you are now as a guest on the show.
Hey, man. At last. Hey, changing gear.
Okay. So what do you mean at last? Finally.
No, it feels great, honestly, to be here. And like you were saying, celebrating your own. And what a privilege, man. Thank you.
Great stuff.
You know,
the show is about celebrating people, man.
Yeah.
And the producer always had said to me, you know, we need to celebrate our own first before we celebrate other people.
Yeah.
And you can even hear from the music that we played today. How did you end up with a slot like this on Veritas when I can?
Wow, fun. Mm. This, you know what, I had this idea a long time ago. I remember, this was like, I think roughly about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had this idea, but I thought, you know what, maybe it might not work since we are a Catholic radio station. And if you remember last year, I remember I was coming this side to run the desk for Father Smith.
Yeah.
And then it hit me that between 4 and 5, the hour is vacant. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I called you, mm-hmm. that, hey, Father, listen, we don't have anything on air between that slot. Mm-hmm. And I remember I just gave you a rough idea. And you were like, you know what, let's give it a try.
Yeah.
You gave me a call off air, I remember, the first Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow. Second Sunday, you were like, you know what, let's try it again.
Yeah.
And we did it.
Yeah.
And I remember again, you gave me a call off air.
Yeah.
Third week.
Yeah.
We did the same.
Yeah.
And I remember you sent me a WhatsApp message. Mm-hmm. And you were like, you know what? I think this is a good idea. Let's just, you know.
go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Wow.
And I remember after between 5 and 6, it was John Lee.
Yeah.
And he couldn't come for those days. And that's how we ended up having the Sunday Soul sessions between 4 and 6.
All right. So tell our listeners who you go by. We call you Kenzo.
Yo, I've got so many names. Hey, I have three names, in fact. Mm-hmm. I have a Sotho one, which is Mokemane, mm-hmm. from my dad's side. My dad, unfortunately, has passed on.
Yeah.
Ke Mosotho.
Yeah.
And basically from the Free State. And then Ken is from both parents.
Okay.
Since my mom is colored, mm-hmm. also from the Free State, from Kronstadt. Mm-hmm. And then Alan is from both parents. So that's why I know people get confused, like Alan, Kenny, Mokemane.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Orlando West, in Soweto, mm-hmm. Family of four. Like I said, my dad passed on, my sister passed on, Neo.
Yeah.
So it's only me and my mother who are left.
So you call yourself Kenny on air? What do you call yourself on air?
I guess, you know what, it's all about branding. Kenny, I'll
How
say...
How have you branded yourself, Wena?
I call myself Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah. It sounds a bit easy. It sounds, I'll say smooth, mm-hmm. rather than say Mokemane. Mokemane is almost too long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, I'll go for Kenny this
time.
Yeah.
It brings us to 22 minutes before the hour, 22 minutes after 4. And it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. I'm joined in studio by Kenny, who is the producer and also the host of Sunday Soul Sessions on Veritas. And if you've not listened to those, really, I'm really going to ask you to tune in this weekend. Kenny, what's our next song?
I have several. Tato will do the honors there.
Okay.
He can just choose randomly.
All right.
It's okay.
All right. Take a...
So this is El Giro, my song, Tenderness. What a nice song, hey? That's a legend, though.
And you call it your song. Tell us why.
No, the title of the song.
Okay.
It's called My Song.
Great.
In brackets, Tenderness. Mm-hmm. El Giro, what a legend. They used to call him the king of scatter, and this guy has done jazz, he has done soul,
yeah.
And he has done R&B, and yeah, hey.
Where did your love for rhythm and blues come from?
Sure. I'll blame it on my parents. My dad was a very fanatic of jazz. My mom was more into the blues and the Motown sound, Diana Ross, the Manhattans, Grover Washington. And these are all vinyls that we still have. At my house, you know, my mom still has those vinyls, the 12-inch vinyls. So it all comes from there. And at that time, you know, as a toddler, you don't understand. But the sound is there always at home, as in there's constant music at home. And then growing up, my sister was there as well. Mm-hmm. And that's when she seriously introduced me to your Whitney, Luther, Mariah Carey. And then growing up as well, you get to understand the lyrics as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just part of me and at home, in fact. Yeah.
Are you romantic by nature?
I think so, Father. You know?
What's that? I've been told. Did I catch you off guard?
You did. I think I am, Father. You know, I'm a gentle soul, I have to say.
Yes, you are.
And I show emotions very easily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people who are not scared to show emotions. So mm-hmm. I'll say, yeah, I am romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're one of those who really believes in love, right?
I do, Father. Hey, honestly. Because even when I look at my upbringing, my mom kept it all together, and because of her love.
Yeah.
And I think it's the root is from that, the upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a kid, you kind of sponge on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, it comes naturally. So, yeah.
If you just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM, and it is Catholic Pride with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Dabaningi, and we're getting up close and personal with Kenny, who is one of Radio Veritas' finest voiceover artist and one of Radio Veritas' love doctors. Kenny, how did you end up at Radio Veritas, by the way?
You were such a... It goes back further.
Give us the short version of that.
I met... we had a parish priest by the name of Thomas Plasto.
Yes.
He's a Jesuit. And I remember this was after I completed my audio training at In-House Records. And at that moment, I was currently unemployed. And I remember he was like, you studied sound engineering. They're looking for a sound engineer at Veritas. And then... he gave me Father Emil's numbers, and I phoned Father Emil. I came through, we chatted. There was nothing available at that time. It's only a year later then I received this call. I'll come through, and that was the first meeting. And then the second meeting, that was formal. I remember it was Olinda, Neil, and Father Emil. And Khanya came in later, I remember. And at that time, and you, this is so ironic, at that time, I did an interview with this company from London called British Gas, and they employed me at that time.
Okay.
And there I am doing training with them. And then I think roughly midweek, it was Wednesday, then I get a call from Father Emma, like, listen, we're interested in you. You should come to this side.
So you had to dump the other company?
I had to choose. So the love of radio took over. I was like, no, I'm going where I know my heart is. Which is radio.
Radio.
Yeah.
Did you always have this love for radio?
I did, Father. You know, the irony is that I remember at grade 8, I knew either I was going to be involved in the music industry or I was going to do radio.
Okay.
I knew then. And I mean, I was, what, 13, 12?
Yeah.
But I knew that I was going to do radio or I'm going to end up being in there somewhere in the music industry. Now, not as a singer, though.
True. Yeah, but radio is a very... It's got a wide scope.
Yeah.
And you've ended up in radio in what? Sound engineering, right?
Yeah, the first time.
Yeah.
Working at, well, my first job at a radio station was Fusion FM. But this was when they were still in Midrand. Fusion FM is they cater for dance stores, the clothing store.
Yes.
They call it retail radio.
Yeah.
That's where I started. But I was a stand-in presenter then. Let me make an example. Say maybe one of the presenters is absent.
Yeah.
Then they'll call me to stand in for that presenter.
True.
So that's where it started. And then coming to Veritas, I started as a sound engineer.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Shayla had this idea of a show, which was a magazine show. And then we titled it The Ultimate Soul.
Yeah.
And this was Shayla's idea, and she was the producer. So that's how I ended up being on air, hosting a show. Wow. I was co-hosting with Shayla on Tuesdays, I remember very well.
Yeah.
It was between 6 and 7 in the evening.
I think you were born for radio, man. You were really born for radio. You were really born for radio.
Thank you.
You've got the voice, and no doubt. And anybody who tell you that you're born for television or you're born to be a salesman is lying to you.
Hey.
You're in the right place at the right time.
No, thank you, Fab.
And
thank you so much.
I don't think this is a coincidence that you're at Veritas.
And funny enough that you mentioned that, I remember I went for an audition. I forgot the name of the business, but it's a advertising agency in Rivonia. And I don't know what happened there. The audition was on Thursday. The Wednesday night, my voice was gone, as if I have flu.
Yeah.
Like it was gone. Kasusu tubare voice ya wichil.
Hey.
Then I was contemplating at night that should I go, shouldn't I, should I? Then I decided, you know what, let me just give it a try. I get there at the reception, and guess what? They have all these famous people's pictures on the wall at the reception.
Yeah.
And by that alone, you get intimidated.
Of
like,
course.
Oh, my. While I'm still in, waiting, because they give you a number, and then you wait, and then they call you out by the number that you have. And then I see some folks from Generations there. I'm like, I'm not going to get this.
Yeah.
Fine. They call out my number. I got in. And then they had a star on the floor. That's where you stand. And then you do your thing. And then there's two people there with cameras. And I was like, guys, listen. I explained to them, I don't have a voice. And the guy was like, so do you want to continue or what? I was like, no, you know what? Let me try. Then I did. And then afterwards, there was this silence, awkward silence. And I thought,
yeah,
I think I did bad. And the guy was like, you know what? You don't belong here. You should be on radio. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
With that voice gone and stuff. But it was one of those moments where I was like, wow.
I can attest to that because I've seen your work. I followed your work. I've seen the voiceover promotions that you've done. I followed that. How creative you are and how you can work with sound. And I think really, that's a gift that we're celebrating this afternoon. Now, tell our listeners something about you that you think they don't know. I'll tell them one thing. You're a shy person. You're really a shy person.
I am.
And you don't like talking about yourself. You don't like being put in the spot. Hey?
Yeah. No, it's true. I'm surprised that you noticed that. No, I am. I am very shy. And at the same time, I enjoy laughing a lot. I think that's one thing maybe people that don't know. I laugh a lot. And I'll say those are some of the things they don't know. Oh, and I love food as well.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you eat at lunchtime. You and Tato. I've seen you guys. You love your food.
We are food monsters.
The new term for that is foodies. We call you guys foodies.
Yes.
Kenny, are you married? Are you married? I will listen. Actually, when Obashan and Gomez are going to Sunday, and I'm an SMS live Veritas. Recuper number, yeah, yeah, Bracken.
Hey, I tell you.
Are you available? Unavailable?
I've seen you with. To walk down the aisle, Father, hey, to be honest. And I know this question, it's not the first time you asked this question.
Yeah.
It will happen at the right time. At the moment, yes, I am in a relationship, but, you know, we're taking it slow. And you know how life is. There are challenges.
Yeah.
And we're working on them. And I don't think for me it will be like this forever.
Okay.
There will be progression, definitely.
Great.
I know that.
Yeah.
And when it happens, you will be the first one to know.
Of course.
Yeah.
City. Halala, 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 halala.
She's like a step, man.
Yo, wait. I'm actually going to buy a suit.
I also need to start my own suit collection, Father.
We need to. It's about time. Hey, you never know.
It is.
It's 22 minutes before the hour 5. And in case you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas and it's Catholic Pride with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi. And we're getting up close and personal with Kenny, who has his own show at Radio Veritas. He's also a sound engineer and he also does voiceovers here at Radio Veritas. And we're celebrating him. And I'm going to be opening the lines at 5 o'clock. And if you've probably shared and partaken in his program on a Sunday, we would like to hear from you, and I would like to hear from people that have listened to the show, to the program. And it's that time of the day where we are celebrating one of our own here at Radio Veritas. Kenny, I actually had somebody ask me the other day. I was at an event and they were like, this Kenny guy Father, anniversary, I want him to come and play, you know. And so do you do side gigs?
I used to, before I had a permanent job, I used to, this was with my friends in the hood, you know, growing up, all the DJing stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to.
But not anymore.
Not anymore. Like I say, since I had a permanent job, so weekends, you know, it's dedicated to family and I run errands and stuff. So not anymore. But if maybe people want me to come through, why not, eh?
Of course. Yeah, and we can do our Catholic wedding.
No, for sure.
I agree, there's our perfect wedding.
Yes.
And somebody was saying to me, we should do this our Catholic wedding thing.
True, eh? Why not?
I know.
Why not?
That's a concept we could work on. Yeah. All right. So what are we going to listen to now?
Let's take a local one this time. I know this one is one of your favorites.
Okay.
Musa and Robbie.
Oh, Mutan. No. I need to tell you something about this one. This is the one for your wedding, right?
Yes.
Will it still be relevant in the few years to come?
It will be. This is a lovely song. I mean, the lyrics, the feel of the song, it's just simply purely love.
Great. Yeah. We're celebrating love. And even for those single tones, ne? Mamela, it's all for you.
They're all included in this one.
It's Radio Veritas, and we're taking you home, myself and
Kenny Wahapari.
Kutiwa Mtande. So if you're driving together, Mshebe, Mshebe, Mshebe,
Mshebe.
Yeah.